Magneto, I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Killers in the streets and they weapon this police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get backed away, because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Captain said that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I could feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power.
Fight the power.
This is how the revolution sound.
Hey,
and you know we say
how the richest on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contending with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They want to spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sound. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sound. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder a revolution.
Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming.
Yo, 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 this is everyone's favorite Agender host, DJ. I use they, them pronouns. And we are live here on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and WFNU Frogtown Radio. And, yeah, we just have a good show here prepared. And we're going to start the show off with one of my favorite artists and one of the contributors and co-founders here on Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, is Nerdy. Just dropped a single today, and it is Purple in the Sky. So here we go, Nerdy, Purple in the Sky.
Drums. I'm from the land where doves cry. It rains down and purple eyes, seep into my skin, internalize the funk. I realize I'm the next to survive this MN flow. No, I'm one of the nicest. Took a bite out the game, fang bigger than when Wesley Snipes is. No scopes, headshots, got bops that are quicker than lightning bolts. I'm out to buy the funk to make you jump around. Now tell me, does that sound good to you? Move your body, tell me what you got to lose. There ain't no promise saying that we got tomorrow. So baby, go and get your back up off the wall and shake that thing and make them melt. You don't really need hands to go feel yourself. Make the most of this moment and own it till ain't none left. But right now, we can roll like a red Corvette and go.
Golden in my light, purple in the sky, got me feeling right, let's go like tonight. Golden in my light, purple in the sky, got me feeling right, let's go like tonight.
This is not your grandma's funk, this that newest stuff. This is not your daddy's groove, this is dangerous. This is not a copy paste, this is tailor made. It's that scrunching up your face, make your mama say. Tell them that I'm ready to skull, horns up, and I'm ready to show. I'll be the coldest, you gotta know this. I mean, the coast has been kinda coasting, and I won't hold them. But yo, I'm trying to do this whole thing different with minimal misses and lyrical kisses and just a little bit of the Twin Cities for y'all. Let the snow fall, get your freak on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yo, yo, we just got done listening to Nerdy's newest single that dropped today, Purple in the Sky, Funkalicious. With that, we're going to move on to a different mood here real fast. So here we go. Five on it. Remix. Coming up next, Serpentine by KK the Infamous.
Under the shadows.
All right. We just got done listening to Serpentine, which is by KK the Infamous from their new album, Ferfante, which just came out. So, yes, there we go. With that being said, are you there, Sammy?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. So my name is Samrug Narayanan, and I am from Eagan, Minnesota, and I've been playing chess since I was 5 years old.
Yes, and it's so exciting to have you on the program. Over the weekend, Sunday, you actually ended up winning your fourth state championship title, becoming a four-time state champion. So, yeah. So we're just really excited to have you on the program to talk about your chess career so far.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what got you into chess?
So when I was younger, around 5 years old, my brother played chess tournaments every now and then, and my dad played for fun. And I saw them playing a lot, and I thought it seems interesting, and I kind of wanted to get into it. And then my whole family kind of helped me teach chess to me so that I could get into it myself.
Yeah, and you said about 5 years old?
Yep.
What was one of your first tournaments?
My first tournament actually was when I was on my sixth birthday. That was like an unrated tournament, so it didn't really affect any rankings, but it was my first like actual competitive tournament where I could play against other similarly aged kids in a competitive environment.
Yeah. And so tell us about your chess career as a youth, because you are now 21 years old, and but growing
20.
Up... Huh? You're what?
20.
You're 20 years old.
20 years old, yeah.
And so, but you also had a big chess career when you were young. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I got into chess, obviously, when I was 5 or 6. But then I played a lot as a kid. There was a local school chess association that hosted a lot of, like, kindergarten through third grade or kindergarten through sixth grade tournaments. So I played those all the time when I was younger. And as I got a little bit older, there were some official Minnesota chess kindergarten through eighth, like middle school or high school championships. And I always played those every opportunity I got. And whenever I would have good results, it was kind of motivation, especially when I'm a young kid. If I'm winning or I get a trophy, it's always nice. And I kind of want to go to the next tournament and kind of restart.
Yeah. And let's see, what age did you become a chess master at?
So I became a national master at the age, this was in 2017, so I just turned 13.
Okay, so in 2017 you became a national chess master. So, how did you do in the, you said you won tournaments when you were younger, did you win any state championships or... for the high school or the middle school division?
I won the middle school state championship 3 times, and I won the high school state championship also 3 times.
Okay, that sounds super cool. And that means you got to go to Denker, right, as well, which is all the representatives of the states coming together. So that's always cool to be able to...
Yep, it was a great experience.
So now that you are, older now, 20 years old, you are in college, right?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore at the University of Minnesota studying mechanical engineering.
Okay, sounds good. And you're also president of the U of M Chess Club, right?
Yeah, I am.
So tell us, like, what inspired you to become the chess club's president, and also, like, you know, what are some of the things you've done as president?
So as soon as I got into the U of M, I immediately kind of had a plan that I wanted to become the president of the chess club. One, it's just kind of interesting because I've always been playing chess all my life and I'm more of a player. But now as the president of the chess club here, I can kind of take like the leader role and I can plan all the events. I can just bring chess to more people and try to advertise it to people who are kind of interested in chess, but kind of want to get into it more. So as president here, there were two really big events that I wanted to kind of restart. So we had the Golden Gopher Open, which is a really big tournament that was previously held every September. And I ran my first one, which had 160 people playing in the tournament over all this past September. And that was a really fun experience to kind of, how do I manage an event with 160 people when I don't have that much experience?
Yeah.
That was a really interesting kind of. Mm-hmm. And then the second event was, so every year there's a thing called the Pan American Collegiate Chess Championship. So all the colleges from United States, even Canada and Mexico are eligible for this. So it's a tournament that moves location every year. And it's kind of like a team format for colleges against each other. And after COVID, the University of Minnesota did not have a team. But once I became president, I was really looking forward to kind of getting back into that tournament and having a team. So last year, as my freshman year, we went to McAllen, Texas. And then this past winter break, we went to Charlotte. And it was just a really fun experience to kind of have an official University of Minnesota collegiate chess team.
Yes, we are here on KFAI, Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. I am being joined in the studio here by four-time state chess champion, Sammy, and we're talking about chess. So how often do you study chess these days?
Mm-hmm. So as a college student, I'm pretty busy. So when during the semester and when I'm taking classes, I study a little bit every few days, so I kind of brush up on some of my like strategy calculation and kind of make sure that I'm maintaining the level that I was at previously so I don't kind of get rusty and drop down. But during breaks like winter break, spring breaks, or summer break, that's when I kind of play more tournaments. And usually I study at least a few hours every day to kind of make sure that I'm growing and getting better, and hopefully I can reach some of my next goals during that time.
Yeah, and so who are some people that inspire you in the chess community? Or like, you know, previous champions or anything like that?
So in the chess community, at least locally, I mean, I just have been facing off against Sean Nagel, for example, in the state championship, and he's, I think, around like a 12-time state champion at this point, and
yep,
he's been playing this state championship for years, and he's always a really big competitor, and our games are always really fun. So his longevity in the Minnesota chess scene is really kind of inspiring.
Yeah.
And then apart from that, a lot of peers, and I see a lot of other people my age and around my level growing and kind of getting better, and I want to kind of match that and not really be left behind. So that kind of inspires me, just like, I need to keep going. I can reach my goals because I've been putting all this time and effort. So it's kind of a lot of peers and people that I've been around with.
Yeah. And so this weekend you played in the Minnesota Closed Championship, which is how we decide our state champion. And there's various mm-hmm. ways of qualifying for the state championship. And it's 5 or 6 players in the championship.
It's 6 players.
It's 6, and everyone plays each other once, right?
Yep, round robin.
How do you prepare for an event like that, like psychologically?
Well, psychologically, I just need to go in confidence, saying I know what type of player I am, and I know that if I do my best, I can win. And it's kind of, don't get too stressed about it, because it should be more fun than stressful. And when I know that if I do my best, I can do well, it kind of just doesn't put as much pressure on me. So I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to play. I'm going to have a good time and hope and play well. And then whatever the results are, as long as I'm still having fun, obviously winning would be the best. But my main goal is just to kind of have a good time playing and then know that I'm playing at a level that I'm able to.
Yeah. What do you do outside of chess? What are some things that you enjoy and have fun doing?
As a college student, I'm also involved in a few other like engineering-based clubs, and I also do research here at the University of Minnesota in mechanical engineering. So doing some like scientific research is all kind of fun. And then in addition to that, I just kind of hang out with friends. Sometimes we play a few sports like badminton or basketball at the local rec center, and kind of just hanging out with a lot of people with my friends.
Yeah, that's super cool. So you were telling us how you made National Master in 2017, but currently you are ranked an International Master. So can you kind of explain to folks like what that means in the grand scheme of the world and kind of like how you got there?
Mm-hmm. The international title is the second highest title. So according to the International Chess Federation, there's four main titles, with the highest one being Grandmaster, which is a well-known term. And then the second highest one is International Master. So that's what I'm currently. And kind of how I got there is, I first got National Master in 2017, as mentioned earlier. And I wanted to keep playing and keep going. And then by the time I finished high school, I was a FIDE Master, which is the third highest rating. And kind of once I entered college, I knew I was going to be really busy. And this kind of motivated me to, because I really wanted to get International Master. And I was kind of sure that if I really put in effort, I know it's achievable. And I know that based off like my skill set, I think International Master was something that I was able to achieve. So I put in a lot of work trying to eventually get this title, because I kind of saw that when I get older and more busy, then it's going to be harder. So I wanted to make sure that I'm able to do it. So I kind of just put in a lot of effort once I got into college, especially, and even high school. And eventually I was able to complete all the requirements.
Yeah. Do you see yourself ever making a push for Grandmaster?
Yeah, I think I do. Grandmaster is obviously a very difficult task.
Very difficult.
But I think with all of the effort I've put into International Master, in the grand scheme of things, Grandmaster is not light years away. I think I have to put in a lot of effort, make a lot of sacrifices in terms of time for other things. But I think if I really believe that I can get Grandmaster and I put in that effort, I'm definitely going to make the push to try to get it.
All right. And then we'll just end with a couple of fun questions. What is your favorite chess opening?
My favorite chess opening? I've had a lot of fun with the Roy Lopez. I've been playing it for ages, yeah. I guess.
With the white or the black pieces?
With the white pieces.
With the white pieces, yeah. Okay, cool. Do you have like a favorite like in game study?
I wouldn't really say a favorite. There's a lot of cool ones. For example, one of them is there's like a king way behind a pawn, and the pawn is about to promote. I forgot who composed it, but basically there's a way to like combine threats and in a seemingly lost endgame, you can somehow survive with a draw.
Who is one of your favorite current competing grandmasters? Like style-wise.
Mm-hmm, style-wise. I mean, I guess this is kind of cliche, but the way that Magnus Carlsen is able to kind of like grind out players and... Mm-hmm. kind of get water from stone, and he's able to look get a position that's it looks equal and looks like there's not much to do, but he's able to find resources. I really think that's kind of the style that I want to play for, and I think it's kind of my style where I kind of create chances out of very little, and so the way he's able to do it is really inspiring.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing about your chess career so far. And I know it's going to be a lot longer and a lot more to celebrate. So, and congratulations mm-hmm. once again for winning the state championship for a fourth time.
Thank you.
So, with that, we're going to be listening to the internet coming up next with Hold On. next, we're going to have FKA Twigs telling us
what,
what you can do with her. Thank you. We just got done listening to a set with that started off with The Internet with Hold On. And then we started listening to Careless by FKA Twigs and Daniel Caesar. This next set of music we're going to listen with Hit 'Em Where It Hurts by Paul Paul Rod.
Crazy, your eyes tell all. We outside with your call. Move me, need me, don't care about it. Breathe deep, you see what I miss. Holding on to you with a tight grip. Light lit, no cap. Heart spilled all over the floor mat. Tongue out, I don't know how to hold that. Nowadays, I don't really wanna hold back. Yeah, yeah, so I hit 'em where it hurts.
in the loop for life.
Nice.
Told myself I wouldn't start my day online.
Talk about it.
From that shape and how they move. But is it just a distraction? Oh, it drives my soul divine. For the player life, can't give an amazing night to a lady on the side. Want a baby and a tribe. Enemies, enemies, enemies. Calling me Uncle Mike. Family, enemies, and a piece of the pie. Yeah, I'm sure all I know. But is it just a distraction? Or what drives my soul divine?
I got bills to pay. Can I get to the
Coming up next is Jeremiah.
About all the time, think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know, the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in here though. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But
welcome back to KFAI here with DJ here from Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. We just got done listening to a set of music. We started off the set with Hit 'Em Where It Hurts by Pow Pow Rod. And then we listened to Yams by Devin Morrison and them. And then we finished it off with Jeremiah. Ooh. Coming up next, in our last set of music here, we're going to start off with some Tevin Campbell here. Can we?
Last night I
coming up next is a song I think, you know, maybe a couple of people be singing to. Yo, this is DJ Love here on Cafe IWFMU Frogtown Radio. Here with Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. And this has been a great program of music. And with that, we are signing off.
Dominican shot.